This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 1st July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys a sunny day with clear skies. In Jerusalem, expect mild temperatures with a gentle breeze. Down south, in Eilut, it's warm and inviting. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting from Israel Hayom, 1,000 days to Black October have passed. Key achievements and failures mark this period. The Middle East landscape has shifted, but not necessarily in Israel's favor. Also coming in now from Israel Hayom, the Director General of the Ministry of Defense warns that Iran could still collapse. He emphasizes Iran as an existential threat to Israel. Also this hour, Times of Israel reports that the IDF has killed a Hamas commander and 4 terrorists in Gaza. Meetings continue to discuss Gaza's future. Separately, Forward highlights 2 plays capturing 3 years of infighting over Israel: the dramatic portrayal of Jewish life since October 7, 2023, remains a compelling narrative. And finally, JNS shares that a U.S. envoy has condemned UNRWA at a donor conference. He urges breaking the cycle of support for what he calls a subsidiary of Hamas. Reaction has been swift on social media. Shoshana Keats-Jaskel posted just minutes ago criticizing what she calls hypocritical social justice warriors. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, shared moments ago about the Israeli Prime Minister's remarks on weight loss, hinting at deeper issues since October 7th. Ynet Global reported recently on a new Torah study bill in the Knesset. The bill aims to protect Haredi draft exemptions, part of a broader political deal. Let's go deeper, starting with the report from Israel Hayom. 1,000 days since Black October have reshaped the Middle East. The elimination of leadership figures and Assad's fall are notable events. The framework agreement with Lebanon adds complexity. The current situation requires Israel to navigate a changing landscape carefully. Turning to the Times of Israel's report, the IDF's actions in Gaza included targeting a Hamas commander. This strike comes as discussions on Gaza's future continue. The situation remains volatile, with implications for regional stability. Meanwhile, as reported by JNS, a U.S. envoy has criticized UNRWA at a recent conference. He calls for an end to funding an organization he claims supports Hamas. The call for change might influence future donor policies and humanitarian aid distribution. On the economic front. First, CTEC reveals that WSC Sports uses AI to personalize sports content, making it accessible for everyone. The company's innovations were highlighted at the Microsoft AI Tour in Tel Aviv. Separately, Globes reports that Element Labs has raised funds at a $4 billion valuation. This marks the 2nd major funding round for an Israeli chip startup this month, showcasing the sector's growth. And finally, Walla Business informs us that Elementor plans to lay off about 30% of its workforce. This follows similar actions by Wix, reflecting challenges in the website development industry. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.